Okay, hello everybody. This is Ken Stratton. I am owner, founder, and CEO of Core Health Products, and I am honored to do this call tonight. I've been so excited about this call. We have really touched a sensitive nerve out there because the number of emails, the number of questions that were emailed to us to be addressed on the call tonight, the responses that we got from Facebook and other marketing mediums, it has just been phenomenal. And who would ever think that talking about poop was going to be something so doggone popular? And I laugh when I say that, and I'm sure many of you are as well, but folks, this truly is not a laughing matter. It's something that is affecting many people, not only across America, but truly around the world. And it's something that must be addressed. It's something that needs to be taken out of the shadows. It's something that needs to be taken from a position of strength and confidence, if you will, and discussed like adults, because it truly is something that is lending itself in a negative way to the increase in sicknesses and diseases and illnesses that we are seeing around the world today. So I appreciate each and every one of you, the many comments, the many emails that we've received over the last week as we get ready to do this call. Let me give you just a little bit of a background into Core Health Products, and then I want to jump right into the topic because I want to spend all the time that we possibly can on the topic itself. Core Health Products, however, is a company that we started here in the great state of Arizona, and everything that we do, folks, is enzyme-based. And I'll explain a little bit more as we go, but truly each and every action and or reaction that goes on within our body requires the presence of enzymes. And there is a very direct correlation with enzymes, probiotics, and constipation, or a lack of those, and that is what we're going to be talking about tonight. Now, Core Health Products has been very fortunate. I, as the founder, have been very fortunate to have been able to work with and continue to work with athletes and athletic organizations all around the world, folks. Over 26 of the 30 Major League Baseball teams I've had the pleasure of working with and speaking with and continue to consult with in many cases. Much of the NFL and the NBA. Our Olympic teams all across the world. I've traveled to many different countries to share our philosophy and work with athletes to improve their performances with the philosophies and the products that I'm going to share tonight. Now, I only share that to say that world-class athletes have seen an improvement in their performances and in their health with what we are doing. But they are no more important than each of you on this call tonight. Their health is no more important to their performance than your health is to your performance. I often say that I believe each and every person is an athlete on their own field of play. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom that's trying to improve your ability as a mom or stay up longer to perform your functions better as a 9-to-5 office worker, whether you're whatever it is, if we can assist in improving the performance of you as an individual, whatever that might be, that is what our goal is. And I am here to tell you tonight, folks, that the big C word, constipation, is something that has to be addressed. It cannot any longer be something that is silent or I'm embarrassed to talk about it. It's something that we have to look at. We have to address it head on, and we have to understand what it is, why people have it, what is causing it, and how do we fix it. It has to be addressed, and I am very proud to be one that is not embarrassed to address it, because I have actually had firsthand experience. I will share my story with you a little bit later. But, folks, I grew up with major constipation and not knowing that it was as big an issue as I do, as I know now how big of an issue it is. So with that, let me jump right into it. As I said, I want to spend as much time as we can on the topic itself. I know we have people that have logged in from other countries. I'm looking on the chart right now. We've got people in other countries, Canada, Malaysia, China, people from all around the world. I welcome you to our call here, and I am humbled that you would spend the next 20 to 30 minutes with me and allow me to share something with you that can affect your way of life and is affecting the way of life for many, many, many people around this world. Let's start with, what is constipation? Now, that may seem really simple, and many of you may say, oh, yeah, we know what constipation is, but it's something that needs to be really looked at and understood. Okay, if you are having fewer than 3 bowel movements per week, you are considered constipated. That means basically every other day, at minimum, you should be having a bowel movement. And if you're not, then there are some detrimental effects that could be happening, and we need to look at those. We need to address those. Well, some of you on this call may be saying, well, I'm regular. I go every single day. How big of a problem can it be? Folks, it is affecting an estimated 20% of the United States. One in every 5 individuals have constipation, have a situation where their nutrients are not being utilized properly, where the hardening of the stools, the dehydration process, an increase in acidity, whatever the cause is, we're going to talk about all of those, can and will affect them to the point that we have been able to tie together a direct correlation between GI issues, and in this case, constipation, with many of the acid-based diseases such as cancer, colon cancer, things like that, diabetes, believe it or not, all of these have a very close correlation, and much of the issues that we are seeing, the causes that we're seeing, are really linked together. So that's what constipation is really a lack of bowel movement, a hardening of the stools, if and when they do pass the fecal matter on through, it's very hard, sometimes in small pebbles or balls, it's dry, again, usually fairly small, it can be very painful. Again, I'm speaking from firsthand experience, and I'm not embarrassed to say that any longer, guys, because it has to be addressed, and I will carry that mantle, that torch of getting this information out there, because it is relatively easy to fix if we know how to do it and what is causing it. So again, how common is it? 1 in every 5 people. That is way too much. If you believe, like most people are starting to learn to understand, gut health is the key to our health. Gut health, a lack of gut health, would cause things like constipation and or diarrhea. We will address those. You have to understand what is causing that and how we're going to fix it. Now, you may also be saying, well, you know, who are more likely? What types of people are more likely to become constipated in the United States? Those are the numbers that we're using right now. Number one is women, especially during pregnancy. Now, most of you women, if not all of you women on the call, you don't need me to tell you that during pregnancy, almost always there is a very common thread of constipation. Some of that is caused from the process and the shift in pelvic position. Some of it is caused from the usage of a non-chelated mineral, specifically iron in this case. The iron that is used is just a very unabsorbable form, and it's causing constipation. Those are some things that we'll look at and address as well. Older adults are also in that category to see it more common. people with lower incomes, which tell us that the quality of food and the kinds of food affect our bowel movements, which ultimately affect our gut health. Without gut health, we will not have the health that we need and that we want. People that have just had surgery, if you've ever had surgery, you know almost always you're constipated afterwards. Why? Because almost every single drug used in the industry today causes severe constipation. So really, anybody that are taking those medications, from pain pills from the surgery, anesthesia from surgery, but let's also expand that out. Almost anything that is an anti-drug, meaning anti-acids, are very constipating. Anti-anxiety medication, very constipating. Antidepressants, very constipating. Anticoagulant, anticonvulsive, almost all of the anti-medications that are being used are very constipating, very, again, we'll talk about some of the negative effects that constipation can and is causing, but if you know someone or yourself have been on any of these anti-drugs, again, anti-inflammatory, that's another one. The anti-inflammatory, over-the-counter anti-inflammatories, they're referred to as NSAIDs. The non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, things like Aleve or Motrin or Advil, so these are all anti-inflammatory NSAID drugs. Anxiety, antidepressants, all of those, very constipating. So we can't just say, well, we've been diagnosed with anxiety, for instance, or depression, and the doctor said, well, I got to take these anti-anxiety drugs, and I guess I'm just going to be constipated as part of it. No, we have to fix the problem. And a lot of it is stemming from some of these things that I just mentioned here. So what are some of the complications? The reason I'm sharing all this, guys, is because I really want each of us to understand that all these things I'm talking about, it's common America. This isn't something that just happens every once in a while to some people. This is very, very common, but it's just not talked about very often among people. And the only people that it is disclosed to, unfortunately, are your medical professionals, your doctor. You go in and you're covered by the doctor privacy laws and so on. So you spill your guts to them and, hey, doc, I don't mind talking with you. Man, I'm really constipated. And the doctor very quickly says, oh, not a problem. I've got a medication for that. Well, when you look at the way I explained it today, you will see that many of those medications, many of those approaches are actually compounding the problem in the long run and causing an increased risk of many of the diseases, the illnesses, the sicknesses that we're seeing in America and really around the world today. So let's give you, if I could, just a second. I'm going to spend the next 60 seconds, maybe a minute and a half, giving you a visual that I want you to see as I explain. Because it's always important to me that you, the listener, is seeing in your mind's eye what I'm talking about. I don't want you doing anything just because a doctor said it, or just because I said to do it, or just because a reputable person or whoever says to do it. I want you to understand the reasoning behind how we're going to fix this problem with those of you that are on this call. Okay, so here's what I want you to understand. There is a tube that goes through our entire body. Okay, it starts in the ears and the nose, drains into the throat, and then it goes all the way down through the colon, okay, down through and to the anus. That tube, guys, is probably one of the most important parts of your entire body. That tube is what is going to allow your body to have nutrients or disallow your body to have nutrients. Nutrients that allow us to have energy, nutrients that allow us to recover from injury, nutrients that allow us vitality, nutrients that support metabolism, nutrients that allow for a conceived baby to grow, nutrients that allow our minds to think and things like that. This tube is that important. I hope that none of you, especially after this call, ever miss the importance of this tube after I explain to you the details of it. Ears, straight into the nose, into the throat, all the way down through the colon. So it goes through, down through the throat, down through the stomach, down through the small intestine, all around, down through the twisting tube of the large intestine, and out the anus. Okay, through the colon, out the anus. That tube, guys, has a protective coating on the inside of it. On the inside of this tube, from ears to anus, has this coating that is made up of a mucosal lining, and it is made up of living, healthy, growing probiotics, living bacteria, good bacteria. Now, you may be sitting there saying, wait a minute, good bacteria, that's like an oxymoron, that's like jumbo shrimp, it doesn't even make sense. Okay, good bacteria, exact opposite from bad bacteria that causes many of the bacterial outbreaks and issues, that good bacteria is what makes up this protective coating. And it's this very protective coating that acts as a gatekeeper for nutrients and water, hydrants, minerals, vitamins, all these things, is really dependent upon, does this mucosal lining, do these probiotics, are they going to allow me through and into the bloodstream and used by the body, or is it not going to? That protective coating is that important to you. And if that protective coating becomes weak, deficient, thin, or degrades completely, you start seeing some major, major issues. Issues such as diverticulitis, issues such as colitis, issues such as irritable bowel syndrome or inflammatory bowel syndrome, issues such as heartburn or indigestion, issues such as constipation and or diarrhea, issues such as ear infections and sinus infections and sore throats, urinary tract infections. All of these types of things are almost always traced back to a deficiency or a weakening, a weakness of that protective coating at some point throughout the tube from ears down through the anus. So when you look at this protective coating, as I'm going to keep saying it over and over and over and over, that coating is strengthened by probiotics and is weakened by a killing off of those probiotics. And so let's look for a minute at what kills those probiotics off. And we'll tie this all back together with how and why constipation is occurring so commonly. Okay? When we consume things such as cooked and processed foods, the body secretes an acid. It's called hydrochloric acid. It's a natural process. There's nothing wrong with hydrochloric acid unless that hydrochloric acid is continuing to be produced at a higher rate than common and stays at that high acidic level down through the GI or up through the throat. That high acidity deteriorates that protective coating, kills off those pro-living, healthy biotics. So we've got to get to where we understand that anything that causes massive acid secretion can possibly deteriorate that protective coating. So in comes the food. body secretes the acid. The acid starts to deteriorate some of those areas. Now, the problem is that when an area starts to become deteriorated, it now has direct connection or touching, if you will, the tissue, whether it be in the stomach, and it starts burning. You get that stomach ache because of the acid past the protective coating on the actual tissue of the stomach lining, burning sensation causing inflammation. Also referred to as acid reflux, heartburn, indigestion, GERD disease, but more importantly for the topic we're talking about, we're talking about lower GI burning. It almost always starts in the stomach ache, all that hurting. Now all of a sudden, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, 2 months, 6 months later, now that burning sensation we're starting to notice down in the lower GI, and often diagnosed as, oh, you've got colitis. You've got inflammatory scenario in the tissue lining of the colon. Oh, diverticulitis. Anything that ends in itis is inflammation. Diverticulitis, colitis, all of those types of things are inflammatory swelling, inflammatory bowel disease, IBS. So if inflammation is the common denominator in these issues, well, we've got to find what is causing that. Well, more often than not, when we go to a doctor, the doctor says, oh, there must be a bacteria down there somewhere causing an inflammatory response, causing a deterioration of that coating. So let's give an antibiotic. Anti means against, biotic means life. So in comes the antibiotic, and it might kill that bacteria or a bacteria. Remember, if that protective coating is weak, that protective coating is the living bacteria that kills out the bad stuff. So as that gets weaker, as you have the stomach ache and the colitis, diverticulitis, the constipation, the diarrhea, all of these different types of things, we know that the tissue lining is weak. We know the probiotics are weak. So there probably is a bacterial overgrowth from the bad bacteria. So the concept is, well, let's provide an antibiotic to go down there and kill that bad bacteria. Folks, as many of you know, many of you heard me speak for many, many years on this, antibiotics, anti-meagans, biotic mean life, comes in there, and it sure enough might kill that bad bacteria, but it is also killing a large portion of the protective coating that's already jeopardized that's causing the problem. So we can, in fact, kill off that bad bacteria, but be causing an increased risk of more inflammation, more irritation, more leaky gut, more pain in the lower GI, increased acid. That's one of the issues. It's a vicious cycle. So when the doctor gives an antibiotic, it is killing off those probiotics. And almost always, in fact, just today, I was on the phone with a couple that I appreciate and respect very much. In fact, the husband is an athletic trainer for a Major League Baseball team in Major League Baseball. And one of the things that we were talking about are some symptoms and issues with his wife. And I know he and she are on the call tonight, and I'm humbled that they are here, and I appreciate the opportunity to share some of this. But one of the things that we talked about was, you know, as this stuff started to happen, doctor gives an antibiotic, natural process in the medical industry. Antibiotics, sure enough, might kill that bad bacteria, even to the point that in some cases people are saying, hey, I think I'm starting to feel a little bit better, only to find that a week or two or three or maybe even a month into it, ooh, that burning sensation is coming back. In fact, this time it's even worse. It's further up the GI or it's further down the GI. Now we're really burning. We've really got an inflammatory situation down there. And with those scenarios, the body secretes acidity. Acidic inflammation is what I refer to it as. Most people just talk about acidity or inflammation. I'm telling you there is acidic inflammation. And in that scenario, now, back to the doctor says, oh, man, yep, you definitely have an acid production problem, either too much or not enough. So in most cases, well, it's a burning sensation, so there's too much down there. Let's give you an antacid. Remember at the onset of the call, I said almost every single one of the antacid, antidepressant, anti-anxiety, all of those things are extremely acidic, but they kill more and more and more of those probiotics. So can we reduce that acid? Hey, I want to go back. The acid is doing its natural job. When there is that issue going on, the body was created to secrete acid to try and kill off the bacteria that is causing that inflammation. In this scenario, we're saying the body's doing its process, doing what it's supposed to do, but I'm going to neutralize all of that acid, and your pain's going to go away. Not going to fix your problem, but your pain might go away. So now comes the antacid. In this scenario, more often than not, we reduce that acidity just enough for some of the pain to go away, but now we have gone from constipation to, in many cases, dramatic diarrhea because, again, of the acidity and the killing off of those probiotics. Folks, to address constipation, I know I gave you a very broad picture of how the GI tract works and that vicious cycle of antacids and antibiotics. That is a vicious cycle that kills the probiotics. And in the long run, you are extremely more susceptible to colon cancers, acid-based disease such as diabetes, irritable bowel syndrome, diverticulitis, urinary tract infections, those types of things. And all of the medications that address all of these things that we're talking about are severely constipating. So constipation, most people will say, well, it's because you're not getting enough fiber. I submit to you that is not the case. Now, it can be one of the things that are attributing to that, but I submit to you that is not the cause of the problem. Yes, I am in favor of a high-fiber diet, but it does not fix the problem. Just to provide a high fiber to soften the stool, to allow it to move on through the system once or twice or five times or, heaven forbid, 2 or 3 weeks or a month or a year, you're not fixing the problem. The problem is an imbalance of the pH and an imbalance or a weakening of the probiotics. Let's talk a little bit about how we fix it now. I hope that all of you have got a good visual picture of how this tube works, the importance of the protective coating, how that protective coating is depleted or quite literally killed off with antacids and antibiotics, and how that causes inflammation and the vicious cycle causing constipation. Now let's talk about how we actually fix it. And a couple of other things here. I just glance at my note real quick here. Understand that those probiotics, not only are they vital for a lot of things we just talked about, nutrient absorption and so on, but a lot of people don't realize, even people in the industry, don't realize that probiotics are vital for B vitamin production. If you have low energy, often it's because of a lack of probiotics. Constipation causes a reducing ability, I know that's not the right word, but it reduces the ability for those probiotics to function properly. the visual of probiotics, I often say, if you've ever driven and looked out across a field where maybe wheat, okay, was growing or some tall, lush grass, okay, it's just kind of flowing back and forth, or you see algae under the sea, it just kind of flows back and forth a little bit, okay, and the wind comes up and moves it a little bit further, and it waves back and forth. That's how those little probiotic alveoli, if you will, on that protective coating, that's how they function. They're standing alone. Alone means they're not touching the others, they're not supposed to be, and they flow back and forth nice and smooth. As we cause high acidity, constipation through drugs, low fiber, if that is the problem, but more importantly, high acidity, that constipation, that large bolus, it compacts those probiotics. It mashes them over, so to speak, and they can no longer function the way that they are supposed to function. They are vital, as I said, for B vitamins, vitamin K, so many different things. Our colon was designed to have approximately 3 to 4 pounds of fecal matter in it, and not really any more. Any more than that has shown to suppress, push down, mash down, synthesize those probiotics, those flowing back and forth probiotics. Constipation, in most cases, has been found to have between 10 and 30 pounds of fecal matter. Constipation causes almost a 10 times increase in fecal matter within the colon. That increases acidity, that increases compaction of those probiotics, which weaken your immune system, all of these issues. Now, folks, I'm not trying to be a fearmonger here and cause everyone to be scared, but I am very emphatic that what common diagnosis is maybe a good word for it, is not fixing the problem. It's addressing symptoms to get you down the road a week, a month, a year. The problem is imbalance of pH and a deficiency of probiotics. We have to address both of those. So, how do we fix it? First and foremost, we have to dramatically reduce that acid, okay, or scenarios that cause acid to be produced. We do that with the most anti-natural alkalizing nutrient that there is, which happen to be enzymes and probiotics. Enzymes are probably the most alkalizing, the most effective, the most aggressive, the most the best way to alkalize the body is to dramatically increase your enzymatic ingestion. Now, we can also very effectively reduce that acidity or balance out that pH by consuming alkaline water. Many on this call, not all, many on this call know that I talk about, represent, many on this call represent a very unique water called Tongan water. It's an electrolyzed form of water that is alkalizing. It is alkaline, but it is alkalizing. Do not fall into the trap of thinking, well, I can get alkaline water by drops, or by squeezing lemon, or by this measure or that measure. I can add these things to it and get alkaline water. Dramatic difference between alkaline water and alkalizing water. I can take any acidic water, add some minerals in it, and have alkaline water. That does not mean we alkalize the body. That does not change the proper pH of the tissue. That does not and will not change the pH of the various regions of that tube from ears, nose and throat down through the anus. We have to use alkalizing water, which can only be created with electricity. Whether that electricity comes from lightning and things like that that allow the waters that trickle down the rivers and the high mountains, or using electricity in a form that the processor that we use through Pongan does. That provides us with alkalizing water, and that's where that difference comes in. So we have to address the acid, and we'll come back on a couple of these things here in a minute. And the enzymes and probiotics, as I said, are vital. I use a protocol. I have been very, you know, honored to work with people all across not only the world or the country, but all around the world. I've had people come in from other countries to use and work with a protocol that I use, that we use with multiple different clinicians, pharmacies, and so on. And it is a protocol that we refer to as a flora blitz. Enzymes and flora, or probiotics, okay, for those of you that don't know, flora is probiotics. I've talked about probiotics all night long. Probiotics are what make up that protective coating, and that must be strong to reduce constipation. I can tell you, I have experienced it in hundreds, in testimonials that we receive all around the country, all around the world. The testimonials make the biggest difference. In fact, I'm going to read a testimonial that I just got. Was emailed to me literally at, 7:15, so not even 15 minutes ago. Yes, I totally get. My normal regularity most of my life was going once every 2 to 3 weeks. Then I found out I was diagnosed with celiac disease at the age of 59. At that point, I was told and went gluten-free. Still wasn't working right. Started on the Kongen water. Made a difference, but still not quite right. Now I tried various many different enzymes, but when I got on the broad blend of digestive health, okay, the flora blitz that I'm talking about, the enzymes and probiotics, my colon has finally started working right. Thank you, Core Health Products, for making the products available to us. I just literally got that, folks, not even 15 minutes ago. We get testimonials like that all day, every day. We've had people, as I said, fly in from other countries looking at the protocol that we use to address constipation. It is not, again, I will repeat, it is not always a lack of fiber. That can be a part of it. But just increasing your fiber if you have constipation is not going to fix the problem. It might for a short period of time. I'm telling you, is it an acid problem and it is an enzyme probiotic deficiency? I see it, have seen it for years and years and years. So, I'm going to share with you my story. Guys, and I've never shared this, okay? The reason I hadn't ever was because I was constipated as a young child from as early as I can possibly remember, but I didn't know any difference. I would go once every 7 to 10 days max. And as a child, not knowing the difference, I never talked to mom and dad about it. I never talked to anybody about it because I just assumed it was either normal or too embarrassing to talk about. And I can remember as clear as if it were yesterday, there were days that when I felt like I needed to use the restroom and have a bowel movement, I would literally tear up because I knew of the pain, I knew of the struggles, I knew of the long period of time sitting on the toilet trying to have this bowel movement. And it was years upon years that was my normal process, and I did not know what to do about it. Talk to the doctors once I started getting older, and of course, all they would say is increase your fiber. Folks, I am as healthy a person as I've ever known. I eat very, very healthy. I eat a fairly high intake of fruits and vegetables and fiber. And I had always had those massive, major constipation problems. Doctors wanted to put me on all kinds of medications, and the Miralax, like is used with the infants, which is, that's a whole other story that maybe we'll touch on. But these methodologies of softening the stools is not fixing the problem. It's kicking it down the road and causing more of the long-term issues. And so we have to address it. Now, I share this with you because it was about 5 years ago that I was, maybe no more than that, 6 years ago, whatever, that I was introduced and found alkalizing water, Kangen water. And as I started using the Kangen water, the first day went by, I didn't notice anything. The second day, I didn't notice anything. The fifth day, I didn't notice anything. The seventh day, I didn't notice anything. And to be honest with you, I was at a point because the person that introduced me to the water was saying, oh, this is going to fix all your problems. Folks, I get hit with everything because of the teams and athletes and organizations that I work with, and I felt like this is just another one of those stories. I can tell you on the 10th day, I had relatively normal bowel movement, which was no big surprise because it was about time for me to. But guess what? On the 12th day, I had another one. And on the 14th day, I had another one. And on the 16th or 17th or whatever day, I had another one. And from that period of time, and massively, massively going through what I refer to as a flora and enzyme blitz, I still do it at least twice a year. Even right now today, at least twice a year, I will do a full flora enzyme blitz, and I'll share that with you here in a minute. As long as I do alkalizing, electrolyzed water, and enzymes and probiotics, build those probiotics back up in my GI tract, I will have a normal bowel movement every single day or every other day at the worst. And I would have never, in my wildest thoughts, given all these years of diagnoses from the doctors, of protocols from this person or that person, of this protocol, that protocol. And I can tell you firsthand that it has changed my life. I know that I have reduced my risk of colon cancer, that I have reduced my risk of acid-base diseases. Now, that's not to say that I might still have it. I don't know. I'm not worried about it because I know that now I'm doing everything that I can do. I have taken every step and every approach that I can take to improve my risk, to reduce my risk of those diseases, to allow my nutrients to move through my body and be utilized as it properly should. The second thing, protocol-wise, I'm going to talk about the Flora Blitz, and then also something that is relatively, not new. Let me take that word back. It is not relatively new, and I'll talk about that in a minute. Let me share with you what the Flora Blitz is, though. We have to, anybody that has any of these issues or problems that I'm talking about, from constipation to diverticulitis, colitis, whatever, irritable bowel syndrome, leaky gut syndrome, urinary tract infection, any of those lower GI issues, I am telling you it is an enzyme/probiotic deficiency. That is the cause. We have to get a large, massive amount of probiotics, active, living, cultured, growing probiotics down into that lower GI. To do that, the Flora Blitz is what we have a product called Digestive Health. It has all of your enzymes and all of your probiotics. They work hand in hand. They are used to break nutrients down, whether it's the nutrients you are eating, or more importantly, in the case that I'm talking about, it takes those acidic, compacted nutrients that are acidic, packed in those folds in the lower GI, starts digesting them, taking them out of the colon, detoxifying the colon, cleansing the colon, and the probiotics to build back up that protective coating. We also, in that product, again called Digestive Health, it's on our website, corehealthproducts.com. You can see all the research, all the data, thousands and thousands of different people that have had great testimonials, that type of stuff. The probiotics are there to replenish the dead, gone, weakened probiotics in the GI tract. But as importantly, we also include what are called prebiotics. Prebiotics are food for the probiotics, whether it be the probiotics that are already in your GI tract. Those probiotics need food. They need growth. And things like sugar and acid kill them. Kill them. Prebiotics feed them. Allow them to grow. Allow the roots, if you will, to become more solid and for them to be able to grow and just cultivate and colonize. And the faster and more of that colonization that we can get from a broad spectrum of stabilized probiotics and prebiotics with digested enzymes, the faster we build that protective coating back up. In doing so, we start to reduce that acidity, we reduce that inflammation, and as we reduce that, we start seeing a balancing and a normalizing, especially from constipation. Constipation is an end product of high acidity and low probiotic and enzyme count. It's that simple, guys. It really, really is. So the Flora Blitz is 3 capsules, 4 times a day, for 3 bottles. That's 3 capsules, 4 times a day, for 3 bottles worth. That's a 2-week protocol, 2-week program that will in fact begin that regrowth of those probiotics from top to bottom. I still do it at least twice a year, no matter what. I believe that every single person should do it at least twice a year, and that most people, especially when we're trying to address these issues that we've talked about tonight, need to do it and just absolutely, seriously, at least once, maybe even 2 or 3 times right in a row to get those probiotics in there. Secondly, we've got to incorporate electrolyzed, alkalizing water into our daily diet. Almost every water that you consume, if you're not drinking Kangen electrolyzed water, every bottled water is acidic. All carbonated drinks are acidic. Sugar, extremely acidic. Dairy products, extremely acidic. Those types of foods and drinks keep that acidity high and keep our probiotic count low, and we cannot have that. The problem, the cause of constipation, is a deficiency of nutrient digestion from enzymes and a deficiency of probiotics. Lastly, enemas. Not something that is talked about very often. In fact, not something that is used hardly at all in the United States. But folks, almost every other quote-unquote healthy country uses them as one of their first lines of defense against lower GI issues. Japan uses colon cleansers, enemas consistently on a medical level, all the way down. Many different countries do. Folks, enemas have been used back to thousands and thousands of years ago. And when we look at it, when we have an issue with the ear infection, sinus infection, sore throat, anything in the upper GI, first thing we do is we provide those nutrients to take care of that. Think about it. When we have a sore throat, we have everything from, okay, let's do some honey and lemon. Let's do some, all these different protocols. Vitamin C, let's get minerals in there. Let's do all these things, and we get it right into the mouth and right there. Other end of the system, we can do the same thing with. And it's done with an enema. Now, there are people on this call, I'm sure, that don't know what enemas are and how they're utilized. Okay? If you go to a drugstore, go to a pharmacist, go to a health food store, and they'll have what are called enema bags. You fill those enema bags up with, and I'm going to share this protocol with you because it was shared with us from someone that we respect very, very much, John Nardozzi. John is one of the brightest minds in our industry. He studies this stuff. He has written much of our material. In fact, he wrote a good portion of our book called Living Alkaline in an Acidic World. He continues to work and write for us and with us. He writes blogs. Guys, the guy is just an absolute genius. And as he was looking at and researching the various different ways to nourish that lower GI, one of the things that he came up with is the actual usage of the digestive health enema. 4 cups in that enema bag. Again, you that don't know, go to a healthy store. They'll get you the enema bag. 4 cups of clean Kangen water. That's the 7.0. We don't want it too acidic. We don't want it alkaline. 4 cups of clean Kangen water with 1 or 2 capsules of the digestive health, and that should be utilized as an enema, and it should be held for about 15 to 20 minutes. Now, most people will not be able to hold it more than 15 to 20 seconds to begin with. That should be done over, okay, a period of time, and we'll share this protocol with you. If you don't already follow our stuff, you've got to like us on Facebook, go to our Facebook page, go to our website, CorellProducts.com, decide to make sure you get all our emails. We'll share these protocols with you, the various different the information pieces that I'm sharing with you tonight. But you would get some slightly, heat your water slightly, okay? You don't want it hot, you want it warm. Capsule or two in the bag, and then that enema, okay, is taken in rectally and held in the lower GI. Now, there are various things that are going to go on there. First and foremost, the enzymes are vital for this process because constipation is a process of compacting, excuse the language, but crap, okay, acidic foods, undigested toxic waste in the folds of the colon. And in doing that, it kills the probiotic's functionality. That living, waving back and forth of those probiotics are now mashed down with the compaction of acidic foods, and now that constipation process begins. The deterioration of the lining begins. The inflammatory process begins. The pain now is becoming. We start feeling all of this. We go to the doctor. Doctors do all the things we just talked about. Now you're in that vicious cycle until you get to a point like the lady that I was able to speak with today that said, I am at a point in my life where I will do whatever I need to do to be able to live a normal life again. And it's not that hard. We have to understand enzymes, probiotics, gut health, balanced pH can and will fix almost every single gut or GI issue, primarily constipation. It fixed mine. I'm not here to diagnose or say that we have the answer to everything. But when you step back and look at the basis of how that system works, you will see that what we are talking about is very simple. Blitz the GI tract with enzymes and probiotics. Flora blitz. Do the enemas. Get enzymes to break down that crap that's packed in those colons. Move that out and down through the system with the enema. And the probiotics are in there to start that colonization process, start that cultivation and growth of that living, healthy, vibrant bacteria that is there to literally soften the stool. Guys, people don't realize that probiotics, literally assist in the softening of our stools, and with the deficiency, constipation ensues. Lastly, greens. Greens should be consumed on a daily basis both ways. And actually, I better take that back. When I say both ways, I'm talking used in enema style as well, but that would not be done daily. Should be consumed daily from the mouth, but should be done consistently through an enema in a green format. Why? Because many of those greens, such ingredients in the greens products, such as chlorophyll and things like that, assist in the functionality of the GI tract. And how better to feed that lower GI than providing that and those minerals, mineral-rich greens drink in an enema form. There are so many different ways that we can address this problem, guys. My story is real. It's something that I have always, up until, you know, a few years ago, been embarrassed to talk about. And now I am telling you, I've just had too many experiences with too many people that are at their wit's end and truly have been life-altering when constipation, diarrhea, colitis, diverticulitis, many of these things we talked about, and we can address it. We can fix it. We can allow people to get back to the type of lifestyle that you all and we all deserve. I would invite each and every one of you, if you're interested in our protocol, if you want more information on the Flora Blitz or the enemas or any of that, if you would like more information from John Nardozzi, again, if you ever get a chance to meet the guy, he's just a hero of mine and a true amazing pioneer, someone that we're proud to have as part of our team. You want to like our Facebook page, okay? Follow us on Facebook, CoreHealthProducts.com. We have the greens recipes. We'll have the enema protocols on there. Follow us on Facebook so that you know exactly what we are doing. Go to our webpage, CoreHealthProducts.com, so that we can keep you updated with all the research that we're doing, all the different things that we're doing. That's the type of stuff that we hope that we can provide to each and every one of you. Guys, in closing, I'm going to share the special that we're going to do, the special sale that we're going to do, but I also want to tell you all that I absolutely know with all of my heart that the issues that we are talking about with the GI problems can be addressed and truly can be fixed with dietary changes, pH balancing, enzymes and probiotics, and proper enemas. We can get you back to the type of life that you deserve and that you want. So we hope that it's been good for everybody. It's been exactly 1 hour right now. We're going to close out with a special that I am offering, and it's going to be with the Digestive Health. Okay, because that is the number one use product for detoxification, for nutrient digestion, for balancing of the pH, and most importantly, the broad spectrum of probiotics in there. But before I do that, I want to thank each and every one of you. I want to thank my staff for putting all these calls together and dealing with me while I'm traveling and doing all that kind of stuff. Liz Bailey does an amazing job keeping everybody informed on Facebook. Chris, all of you probably spoke with him that ever call into our 800 number. Customer service is phenomenal, does a fantastic job. John Nardozzi, as I said, and we got many others that truly keep Core Health Products going and doing what we do. So I thank all of them very much. Lastly, the special is this, guys. Buy three of the Digestive Health, and we're going to give a fourth one for free. Now, you can buy other stuff with it, but every time we see three Digestive Health in the cart at CoreHealthProducts.com, you go into the cart, three Digestive Health, we're going to give a fourth one for free. So basically, that's a 25% discount is what you're looking at on that. All you have to do is put three or more digestive and anything else you want in your cart, and in the promo code, you're going to write something very unique in there, COOP. I did that for someone that's on this call tonight. They didn't think that we would actually say that, and I'm telling you, I am no longer embarrassed nor hesitant to talk about these problems. We've got to address it. P-O-O-P. You put that in the coupon code section, you put three bottles of digestive or more, and we will give that fourth one for free. That protocol for the Flora Blitz should be done by everybody on this call. I promise you, you will notice a difference in your gut health, and it will improve your ability to fight off many of the issues and problems that we're talking about today. So again, go to CourthouseProducts.com. Special is three bottles of digestive. Just put three in there. You will not see a fourth one added in the cart, guys. It's something that we will just add. Our shipping department will throw that fourth one in there for free. You'll order three. Four will show up at your doorstep, but it will not show up in the cart. So hope everybody enjoyed this. These calls are, in fact, recorded. They will be available both on Facebook and on our webpage. So follow us on Facebook as well as our weekly emails. I thank you all so much for the opportunity to share this information with you. I thank you all for matching out the lines tonight. I'm always humbled when we get people following and listening like this from all around the world. Thank you all again on behalf of me, my wife, my three children, our entire company here at Core Health Products. We wish you all a very good night. May God bless you and look forward to talking to you in the future. Good night, everybody. Have a good one. Thank you. Goodbye.